bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hi, welcome to the Gamer Show. We're bringing back dungarees.
Indeed we are. We are bringing back dungarees today.
Yep. Right now.
Yes.
It's a movement we'd like you to join at www.paulbringsbackdungarees.com.
And you can get that URL in UK2 for a 20% discount.
Damn.
I just managed to turn that into an advert. Welcome to the Gamer Show, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here this evening with a new panel tonight. We have Sam.
Hello.
Chiz.
It's going to be very smooth on
this. Chiz, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Sam's a little bit tired.
I'm fine.
He's a little hungover, I think.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was a big night last night in the Whiteley household.
Yep.
We're not getting anything more?
Nope.
No. Okay, fine. moving on. So, we have some reviews. They are from people. Do you want to hear the reviews?
Yeah, go on then.
They are good reviews.
Were they on iTunes or were they on the site? I thought they were on the site.
No, they're on iTunes. There's two on iTunes. So thank you very much for sending in your reviews. We always like them. We really, really like star ratings, but we really, really, really like you to write a review. Because apparently reviews make a difference in the priority when you come up in search results.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Star ratings help, but reviews really, really help. So we've got two new reviews. One is from Rusty. Thank you very much, Rusty.
Please leave us alone.
We know Rusty. That was just for anybody else who's thinking that we've been really mean there. We actually know him. Hello, Rusty. Or Ross. And you're giving us...
Nose and git.
5 stars. He says, still loving the show. Keep up the good banter. After listening to the quiz again and again, because it's a good laugh, you should do an Easter quiz or something. Everyone against Chiz. Think that would give you... Think that would give for some good listening. Wow, that's amazing English there. Just an idea.
It is his third language.
Well, actually, as it happens, we are seriously considering reprising the gig for the Bash special.
The quiz.
Probably. The quiz for the Bash special, and the intention would be it's pretty much everybody at the Bash against Chiz, and let's see how he manages on that odds.
Well,
and it's general knowledge.
Stop laughing so loud.
I know, sorry. Just switched the monitor off.
Oh, well, the way I see it is I can't come out bad, except if I lose, I was against everybody. And if I win, it's highly embarrassing for everyone else.
That's very, very true. We also got another one from Clam Hat. We did not purchase this one. This is the first review we've had that we hadn't paid for. The review is entitled The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top show, listen to it all the time. Fairly sure people at work think I'm a bit mad when I burst out laughing in the middle of a silent office. Good mix of banter, fun, and a dash of serious gaming reviews.
I have 3 problems with that review. One, the title, right? I think you're actually going to have to
definitely no
specify.
Good.
Yes. You're going to have to specify which is which. And two, what did you say? Serious gaming reviews.
Yeah, I didn't know we did that.
Nope.
You just vaguely talk about how much or haven't played of a game.
I played a lot of Minecraft.
X is jump.
Also, how little or how bad is your sense of humour if you're sitting and laughing out loud to this?
Well, we appreciate all your reviews, nevertheless.
Although, full marks for not putting lol or lolling. Most appreciated.
I'm just putting coasters down. I've just moved house, and the guys are... I've got a desk here, and the guys are putting their glasses down on top of the desk.
This is frickin' water.
So?
Frickin's allowed, isn't it?
I think so.
Cool. This is frickin' water.
Right.
You frickin' frick. Get on with it.
Okay. Those are the two reviews.
What the actual...
Frick.
Frick.
Oh, dear. I was trying to find a word that expressed myself.
Oh, that's the difference. Water's clear.
I still don't get the art. What are we talking about?
Water doesn't mark anything.
No, it's making that donging noise because the springs and the microphones.
It's still doing
going.
That.
Yeah, I know. I just realised that.
This anyway. Is a really bad show.
Push it on. So, stuff's happened this week.
Should we maybe do it while we're having drink, not a few hours after we've had drink?
Yeah, that's maybe a good idea. Anyway, so stuff's happened this week. The PlayStation 4 was announced.
From Latvia.
From Latvia, yes.
I'm really disappointed they didn't take our suggestion seriously.
And broadcast it live from Latvia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, the reviews have come out. The specs have come out, I should say. It was broadly what we expected, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Except it's actually got more RAM than what was anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Has it got more or is it just faster?
It's the same sort of speed RAM that they reckoned that it was going to have 4 gig of GDDR5 RAM, is it called?
Sorry, nice. That was pleasant.
Yep. And it's ended up having 8 gig. And I remember reading everywhere saying, no, it won't have any more than 4, it's very expensive RAM, it won't have any more than 4, blah, blah, blah. And it's turned out that it's actually got 8 of it.
Does that mean, is that kind of an indication as to how much this is going to cost, though?
I don't know. It's the pricing. I suspect it'll be... It has to be under £400, surely. I suspect it'll be between £300 and £400.
Really? I think it'll be more than that.
More?
Yeah.
Well, that was the mistake they did with the PlayStation 3, because that was overpriced.
Yeah.
Well, the Xbox is £100 less when it came out, so...
I ain't buying any of them until they're between £250 and £300. Max.
I reckon, to be competitive, if Sony wanted to sell well, I think they'll price it around about £300.
I think they'd have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't think they will. I think they'll come out quite high. I mean, realistically, they're still trying to flog the PlayStation 3 at pretty much the same price as it's been for a long time.
Two. Oh, no.
No, three.
Yeah,
sorry, you can pick up a PS3 about, what, £150 now or something?
Really? £150?
Yeah.
Maybe it's been a while since I've...
I think, anyway. It's definitely under £200, I'm sure you can pick up now with some games bundled with it as well.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, so the specs are, very, very quickly, so we've got a single chip custom processor, which is the new AMD Jaguar, which is 8 cores. I don't really understand. Does 8 cores just mean that you can do more processing, or what does that mean?
Yeah, they can basically do their own individual jobs.
You've got 8
like
separate
8 processors
essentially. Okay.
Yeah.
Got a GPU, which is 1.84. I take it TFLOPS is teraflops.
Yep.
What's a teraflop?
It's more than a gigaflop.
I was going to say, also, AMD, decent choice because of graphical capability on the processor.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm really lacking in enthusiasm today. I'm getting in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've also got, as Chiz has already mentioned there, we've got GDDR5, 8 gigabytes of memory.
Yep. Which is it's faster than most PC RAM, because usually that sort of RAM is used in graphics cards rather than actual, it's DDR3 we were generally using.
So we're just talking about like faster read times and
It's super fast RAM and at 8 gig, that's fairly impressive.
Cool.
And seeing how the rumours going about for the new Xbox was supposed to be 8 gig of DDR3 RAM, Microsoft, if that's true, but I'd say that might be false, but Microsoft might have to rethink their RAM because Sony's RAM's going to blow that out of the water.
We've got a hard disk drive built in. No mention of it being solid state. I would have assumed that they would have went solid state for this one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's been no
faster load times would be pretty fantastic, actually.
Ever since I put a SSD in my PC, it's like a PC from the future now.
Yeah, I know. I don't have one in mine, but Kirsty, my wife, she has SSD in hers, and it's just night and day when you load up applications.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's really ridiculous.
Even you're switching it on, it's just like, oh, I'm away. Oh, I wasn't never in red usually. Switch my PC on, go make a cup of tea.
USB 3, suppose we expected that. They're highly unlikely to put either Thunderbolt or USB 2 in it, so it was going to be USB 3. Ethernet, 1,000 gigabit. Gigabit Ethernet, IEEE 802.11, which I think is that, what does that actually mean? Hardware guys, come on. IEEE 802.11, is that Wi-Fi?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm assuming it's Wi-Fi. 802.11 is Wi-Fi, I think.
It sounds familiar, but I can't actually think what it is anymore.
Go us. We've also got Bluetooth 2.1, AV output HDMI, analog AV out. which is basically all your sound, and a digital optical output, which I suppose
so it's only working on HDMI.
Yeah, it looks like it actually.
That's
there's
interesting.
There's no indication.
I mean, it doesn't make that much of a difference. I wouldn't have thought they'd go back to anything else. There's no point running it on SCART or anything. Yeah.
If you were, maybe I'm being wrong here, but I would have assumed if you were the kind of person that's going to run out and buy a PS4, you're also likely to have a TV that takes an HDMI
I would
port.
Have thought so.
Yeah,
I'm. Most people do.
Yeah. SCART and stuff's phased out. It's gone.
Component. There's a chance that you've still got a TV with component. Yeah. But most, I've never come across a TV that's got component and not at least one HDMI port.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the by, but the biggest thing that I think they revealed, because they didn't actually show any pictures of the actual device, did they?
No. There's a lot of folk complain about that, but Sony have done that with every single one of their PlayStations. They've always spoke about it, said the specs, what it can do, but never showed the console till later on in the year.
Yeah.
They did the same at the PS1, PS2 and PS3.
Mm. What do we reckon? Is it going to be white or black?
Black.
Is it going to be plastic or aluminium goat's cheese?
Adamantium.
I like goat's cheese.
I'm expecting...
That's going to be really expensive because it's going to go off after a few months and you're going to have to buy another one.
Well, it's just the casing though.
Oh yeah, I suppose you could just get
it's made from the flesh skinned from Kirby.
Oh god, I would enjoy that.
But we're just brimming over with show titles tonight.
Yeah, that would be good. It'll be plastic. I can't see them.
Do you not think it'll have like elements finish. Of metal?
Metal. Yeah. It's the new thing that we've just created. Yeah.
Metal.
I'm actually disappointed that
we
told the world.
We didn't. Mattel created it.
Did they?
Yeah, it's Mattel's metal product.
Oh, well, Mattel then.
But if we invented our own range of metal or metal, it'd be the most flimsy. Yeah, we could build a house from this. I wouldn't live in it.
So that's all good. They announced that it was going to be... I'll do this bit. Yeah, I'll do this bit.
This is crap.
So it's going to be released towards the end of the year, holiday season.
I reckon... Americans say holiday, we say Christmas. It'll be November, I would think it'll be... coming out, but whether Europe is in that time frame,
that's
because
true.
The PS3 didn't come out at the same time as the world here, and Sony have shafted us before, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do it again.
Why is that?
And they did the same with the DualShock 3 as well. We had to wait like 6 months to a year for a bloody controller.
Is Europe now like full on third world? Is that what they're saying?
I don't get how
where technology is concerned.
I don't get how Nintendo and Microsoft can release their console worldwide at the same time, but Sony can't.
Well, every hardware manufacturer, Samsung, Apple, everybody releases... Well, actually, that's unfair. Samsung quite often releases stuff in the UK before the US, actually.
No.
But I think it was the Note 2, I think, got released in the UK quite a bit before.
Hang on, going back... What,
maybe I'm wrong about
that. Weren't we discussing last time? I'm sure I'd read an article and I remember we were talking about it, but didn't they say the... Xbox, whatever it's going to be, 720 by the looks of things. Weren't they saying that that's going to be released in Japan and North America and then Europe?
Yeah, it was either the Xbox or the PlayStation. It was an article, a rumour article a while ago.
It's Microsoft will do everywhere at the same time.
They better do.
Well,
they generally do.
They did it with the first two Xboxes, didn't they? So,
yeah, and they do it with all their other products.
I don't know if they did it with the first Xbox, but they definitely did it for the 360, so I wouldn't be surprised. So,
yeah, it's funny you mentioned... Sorry, Sam.
I was just going to say, can we talk about the ugly controller?
I was just going to say that, because you were talking about the DualShock 2. It's quite a nice time to talk about the new controller. So the new controller's come out. It's hit quite a bit of criticism for being quite ugly, as Sam points out there. I actually think it looks all right.
Yeah.
I don't really give a damn how it looks, as long as it feels comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
But it just looks like they've... It's
there's a joke in there somewhere.
Well, that's true. Damn it, I was on a roll. I had the words and now everything's gone.
It
just looks like the current one. Hey, put a bag on it and away you go.
It slips on fire. Yeah.
That's how I roll. As long as it feels good in my hand and I don't have to look at the face.
Come on.
It just looks... Shut up. Just go with it. As I said to that guy the other night.
Come on.
It just looks like the current one, but with a bit slapped on the top.
It actually looks slightly more rounded.
Yeah.
And the glowy bit on it.
The glowy bit.
The grippy bits, the palm bits,
The glowy bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Move controller, so it's going to be able to detect what you're moving the controller about.
Yeah.
And it's also added... I mean, you're right, Sam. There's not a lot of difference. You've still got the... where you used to have kind of the start button, it's now got a share button, which we'll come on to in a second. And it's got where it used to have this... Hang on, I've got this wrong end. Where it used to have the start button, it's now got a button called options. Where it used to have the select button, it's now got the share button.
Yeah.
So
Are they exactly the same thing? They've just given them new names.
Start and select don't we have much of a thing about. We can quite access everything through options rather than start.
Well, generally select is options now, and start is to pause the game. So presumably they've got a different way of accessing that. There's then a little panel between the two of them, which is similar to the kind of the touch thing in the back of the Vita. The other buttons are almost in identical, the same place. You've still got the DualShock analog controllers. You've got the triggers.
Not triggers. You've got the two irritating shoulder buttons.
You've got the shoulder buttons, but you may also got the same triggers as you've got the DualShock 2.
Yeah, but they're not triggers.
They're not triggers in the same way the Xbox controllers.
They're shoulder buttons. Yeah. They're horrible.
Well, the L2, R2 triggers are... The shoulder buttons on the DualShock 4 look much, much better, because the problem with the DualShock 3 was they were curved the wrong way, so it was really easy for your finger to slip off them. But this one's, they're curved the right way, so your finger doesn't it's an obvious improvement, an improvement that had to be made. The sticks look better, hopefully they're more, got more of a resistance, and I think it looks more comfortable to hold.
It does.
How can you tell that the sticks look better? Surely it's in the resistance.
Yeah, it's a groove on top. Looks like it's harder for your thumb to slip off them. With I found the DualShock 3, the way they were shaped, it's quite easy for your finger to slip off them.
Wow.
What I'd really be interested to see about this one is one of the big failings about the DualShock 3. Sorry, I was saying 2 before. Is the
much the same? It didn't change.
it changed in the fact that they were wireless.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
and the 6-axis stuff that no one ever used.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that the battery doesn't come out. So like with the Xbox controllers and the Wii controllers, you can pop the battery out and you can keep a spare battery like charging or something like that. Mm-hmm. And with the PlayStation controllers, you essentially have to keep it wired in with the shortest cable has ever been released with any
three
console.
Inches of cable.
I just took the mic.
Yeah. So I used to have this ridiculous extension cable so that I could actually like plug it in and play at the same time. But then it came to a point where it was like, well, I'll just keep it plugged in because I can never, you know, instead of, it's just laziness on my part. But if they could do the same thing where you could actually pop the battery out the back and keep it charging, like a little charging dock or something like that, I seriously doubt they're going to do that, to be honest.
Well, it doesn't look like from the back view that the battery comes out.
Nah, it doesn't look like it at all. The irony is, of course, that I'm a huge Apple fanboy and Apple don't allow you to take batteries out. So that's
AAA batteries exist. People should utilize them.
Well, you can't put AAA batteries or AA batteries in. Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry. Yeah.
It's a touchpad. It's been getting a lot of folks slagging off as well, but I don't mind it. It's like an extra thing there. All games can use it. They don't have to. I'm sure its developers can actually come up with some interesting things, which is also quite good, I think, compared to, say, like having an actual screen that you see. Having the touchpad instead, you're still looking at your TV, but while using the touchpad. If you had a screen, then you're looking down at the controller, which would work with some games, but on Wii U, I can imagine some games it'd be forcing you to look at your controller when you probably don't have to. At least this way, you're looking at your big TV all the time.
Go back to that image. Go back to the image. Up.
You want to go to a different one here?
No. Some great podcast stuff happening here.
Yeah, sorry. Chiz, can you paint us a word picture of what we're looking at here?
We're looking at a black controller.
Is that the end? You still got the PlayStation button, actually. We didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Looks like it's a...
What's this?
That looks like
that's the new eye.
What's the black thing?
That's a new PlayStation Eye, I think, which is getting bundled. That's what picks up the Move sensor.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So it kind of looks a little bit like if you can imagine that a Kinect sensor and one of those kind of soundbar things that has multiple speakers in it kind of...
It looks like a black thing.
Yeah.
It looks like a black thing.
I suspect I'll do my usual and buy both a PS4 and the new Xbox when it comes out. So I'm going to have two cameras, one below and above my TV, looking at me.
Yeah, it's going to look really weird.
I just wonder
when your girlfriend comes in.
It's going to be...
So you're going to be able to have 3D set.
Are you going to set it up like you did those cameras in your bathroom?
Yeah.
Cool. One going from below the toilet.
Come on.
Just need a bit special bit of glass.
And a waterproof camera in your case.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just thinking about that moment. but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Like all the, it's the nut jobs, bro. Sort of like, oh, the CIA have paid Microsoft to put a camera in your house to watch you. Which actually wouldn't surprise me, because you've got a camera watching you. It's hooked up online all the time.
Well, speaking from the country that has more CCTV cameras per capita than anywhere else in the world, we're kind of used to it. We're not really bothered now.
Yeah.
Crack on.
Yes. So that's the controller. That's the move bar as well that you're going to get. There are other features. So we kind of touched on the share button a second ago. So the share thing is kind of doing similar to what the Wii U does. So the Wii U has the facility that you can post things onto, I forgot what Nintendo called their social network.
Miiverse.
2028.
What a rubbish name.
You put stuff into Miiverse to say I'm stuck in a certain part of a game or something like that. But what this allows you to do is with the share button, is basically you can take a clip. So when you put, from what I was described in the video, we'll come to the guy who was presenting that video in a second. But when you push the share button, you basically get a video stream of the last X amount of time in the game. You can then choose a snippet. Post that online and say I'm stuck at this particular point in the game, and actually shows a video screen grab of what you've been doing.
I actually thought he was saying that you could just get your friend to jump in and
you
do
can
the
do
bit.
That as well. That's you another thing well. You can right, do. Yeah. So you basically post it up and say, "This is the bit I'm stuck on. Tell me how to do it." Or, "This is the bit I'm stuck on. Please take control of my my system from wherever you are on the planet and fix it for me."
Also,
or post funny things like it's Ragdoll Physics doing some totally spongle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd be really interested to find out actually, because we were discussing earlier about kind of how many people take screenshots or record themselves while playing games. If anyone does that, if you'd like to put a comment up, I'd be quite interested to see kind of what proportion of people actually do that, because it's not something that would ever occur to me. Mm-hmm. Although I can see, because there are some really funny things. Yeah, I'm sure there's been some brilliant things while we've been playing.
Well, it's much the same what you can do with it's Halo. Where you can post, like, it's Halo 4 and Halo 3 have got a handy feature. Basically, it records all your games, and you can play it back and take screenshots and snippets and stuff and amusing things or whatnot.
I'm sure there'll be some brilliant moments from Borderlands while we've been playing.
Well, I always thought it was really funny, because in YouTube you quite often see those videos. In particular, there's one that I think you posted me to, Chiz, and it was a Call of Duty game, and this guy just randomly chucks a knife over a building, completely blind, and then he gets a kill. And it's just because the knife just completely coincidentally has disappeared over the building and then just landed on the guy at the other side.
It was the last kill of the game as well, so and usually the last kill gets played to everyone.
Yeah.
But it's quite funny, you can hear everyone obviously chatting over it, and you see this knife, it's full knife as it goes over the building and then hits a guy square in the head, and you'd hear the guy who obviously got killed just going, "What the fuck?"
Nicely held. <Yeah. laughs> But I always wondered how that was even possible, but maybe there is people,
there's capture stuff.
Yeah, there's people out there that actually do capture it regularly, so I'd be quite interested to hear from anybody who does that.
PC, there's a program you can get for your PC that does it. I've totally forgotten what it's called, but...
Those are the sharing features. It does look interesting.
I can't see myself using it, but you know, the aspect of someone else controlling your game, if you could say, for example, me getting you past that bit of Max Payne. But I won't use that myself, because I don't want anyone playing my games.
I don't.
And at the same time, as we keep saying, games are that easy now. Is it really going to get stuck?
Yeah.
Well, you see, there's two sides to that. I don't think I would ever use the come and give me a hand and do it with me. Mm-hmm. However, take, for example, a bit that you just mentioned on Max Payne. I really seriously thought, I was struggling how much of it, I really seriously thought I was doing something wrong. Was I being really stupid? You know, it was maybe like one of them guys that you just can't kill because you're just not supposed to go that way. Uh-huh. And there's another way that you're supposed to go. And being able to kind of capture that like 10 seconds, post it, and somebody goes, yeah, you're just crap, Paul. You know, that would answer my question. Yeah. I would have known I either need to abandon it, which I did, or I need to work harder.
And it's a brand new way to horrible abuse at people.
Exactly. Exactly.
However,
there'll be folk like hack your game as well, just to take control and they just grief you on your own game. Like you're sitting in your own living room going, come on.
We go back once again, though, to our broadband speed. and how long is it going to take us to upload a video, even a short one. It's depressing.
Yeah, and so what they're doing with the backwards compatibility as well, with that Gaikai buyover that they did. Mm. So all your PS1, PS2 and PS3, well, they're not saying about PS3, but PS1 and PS2 games at the back catalogue, rather, because I don't think that it'll play those games straight from the disc, but you can get them through the through streaming the game off servers. But why, after mucking it on live, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have. It's handy once you iron out the bugs, but still, it depends on your broadband speed.
See, as well, this whole
quality kind of, and the lag and pictures a bit. And
the whole backwards compatible thing, I cared about PS1 to PS2, but I honestly can say that I never once played a PS1 game on PS2. I cared about it to the point that I was willing to moan about it and go out and like check to make sure that it was going to do it, but I never did it. And the same with PS2 to PS3, I cared about it, but and in fact, I think I missed the boat because it was only first generation PS3s that allowed you to play PS2 games, and I missed the boat because I didn't get a first gen PS3.
There are people that do it, like Chris, who's been on the show. Chris loves old arcade style games, and quite often kind of runs like PS1 games and stuff on.
That's a fair point. That's too far back, but I agree because I like older games as well. And I've said on this show that I really want like Mario Brothers 3 on the NES to come out on the 3DS. I agree with that type of backwards compatibility, but that's when you're talking virtual console kind of stuff.
And but it means just you have to buy the game again, because say you've already owned the game in a physical copy, you're like, no, I can't play it anymore because it doesn't work.
There should be
some
kind of digital signature or something like that.
Even though it's cheap, it's still cheap, but it says I'm forced to buy the game again.
If they could do some kind of fingerprinting to say you're like, I know you can do with a cartridge obviously, but if you could put the disc in and it just kind of says, well, you can't play this, but we know that's a legit game, so we'll let you download it for free, you know, that kind of thing.
They won't do that.
Yeah, I know they won't do that, but it would be nice. Anyway, moving on, because I think we've, is there anything else you want to cover? I know we've got to speak because we've got some feedback from some listeners, some of our kind listeners regarding PlayStation 4, so we want to cover that. But is there anything else you guys want to cover on PlayStation 4?
The guy who did that section that we watched before was the creepiest looking.
Oh yeah, one of the developer guy that talked about the social section. Yeah, he was a bit creepy.
Oh, totally sinister. He does not know how to talk in public. Good job though, nervous man. Good job.
The games that they showed off were of graphically, it was Killzone Shadowfall, looked graphically impressive, but I suspect we much the rest of the Killzone would not actually Killzone be anything special. But graphically it looked fantastic. It was Media Molecule. I'd been playing around with the Move controllers, and they actually did 3D. They actually made stuff like a 3D sculpture, but used the Move controllers to make it, that would be pretty fantastic.
Kind of like the brakes in. I forgot what you call it now.
And we're back to
more
radio
awesome
again.
Podcast stuff.
I forgot what you call it.
Move
what was
on.
That TV show, that talent show TV show? And in the breaks, they used to have people like making 3D objects in the sky with like their phones and stuff. It'll come to me. Never
cheers. What colour are your curtains?
Well, they're not pink.
Yes, my curtains are pink. I've not changed the curtains in my office yet. Anyway, right.
The other game showed off the new Infamous game. It was just a kind of trailer. Graphically, it looked okay, but Infamous 1 and 2 kind of bored me after a while.
Yeah, I was.
We also show off, there was Drive Club, the new driving game from the MotorStorm developers. Graphically, it looked fantastic as well. Whether or not it's a rival for Forza and whatnot. And any other games? And, David Cage, who did Heavy Rain, and the new Beyond game he's making as well, who's I find him, as soon as he walked on stage, I couldn't. He's just French and annoying. And he's just basically
like to say we love the French.
But he's just
except for me and Chase.
But he's just a bit a pompous windbag. He comes across a guy who wants to be making films, but he wasn't good enough, so now he's making badly written computer games. But he showed off the tech that he's going to use, which was like an old man's head. It just looked like he had scanned in Jimmy Savile's face, which I thought was a weird face to use for it.
Yeah.
And or it was David Carradine before he topped himself, literally. And so that was the tech there. The Final Fantasy developer showed off the same video they showed at E3 last year, which is like, why are we seeing this again? And there was a few other sort of tech stuff. But PS4 looks very impressive.
Cool.
You may now continue.
Grant, so we asked a few listeners to give us their opinions on the PlayStation 4. So Bede, who's been on this show once.
Yeah, he's on it once. Whether yeah. he was...
He was supposed to be on the quiz as well, actually.
If you could actually hear him, it was a different thing.
Yeah, I know. we had a bit of a microphone problem.
We could do a Bede impression. It's almost like he's here.
Well, so his opinion was...
What does that sound like?
Like a really shoddy, slightly posh Geordie.
So we basically went out and said, well, I'm saying we, Grant, or Chiz, as you know, said for the next podcast, I think we should get some input from you. What do you make of the new PS4 reveal and what would you want from a new console? So Bede kindly replied and said, I want them to start with a price war that results in consoles cheaper than a loaf of bread. I want them to scrap DLC in favour of selling games that are complete. I want a button to press that will cause wine to be delivered by busty young ladies to my door. I want an unlimited warranty that ensures repair or replacement if you've been using the
is a fair point, by the way.
If you have been using the thing in the intended and proper manner. I want all first-person shooters to become compatible with plug-in mouse accessory. I want a parental control feature installed to deny voice communication until the player is aged 16.
18.
Well, he's got 16 there.
No, but no, I'm saying,
oh, you're saying you want 18.
24.
I don't want a slim version released 3 weeks after I buy it. If you have the technology to make it a different shape, then just bring it out in slim in the first place. In fact, if you have the technology to make it in a different shape, then make them in a robot dog form so that I can take them for walks and watch them lick their own balls in the middle of living room carpet. Thank you very much, Bede.
All completely valid, and I agree 100%.
It's done in a comedy manner, but actually, I really agree with some of his points. I think you should have a lifetime warranty on the damn thing.
Yeah, I don't think you should have a lifetime warranty.
If you are using lifetime being, say, until they bring out the next generation, right? But if you are using it for what they want you to use it for, you're constantly paying them stuff. Like, you're using their services, they get a chunk all of the way through it. Mm-hmm. I think you should. I seriously think you should. You invalidate it. This would encourage people to actually buy stuff rather than pirating as well. Because if you're getting a lifetime warranty and you invalidate that by chipping it, how many people are going to chip it? You're actually buying something that's going to last the entire... The whole time, it would then be worth investing and paying the ridiculous amounts of money that they want us to spend for games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sam's woken up.
Indeed he has.
Also, it's always with anger as well, isn't it?
Ross Roy has also commented, I like the fact that it's not it will not block pre-owned games, but I missed if it was backwards compatible. Nope. I think that if you're stuck in a game, you can ask your friends to help you. This can either come in the form of text communication that will appear on the screen like notifications, or they can actually take over the game's control and beat a section of the game for you. Is a very cool idea, all done through the network. Not too keen on the fact you can't use the DualShock 3 controller, though. Specs look awesome. I then added another one. Also, I have noticed Microsoft have announced that they're releasing details for the next gen in April, which, to be honest, I'm more excited about, but with the price tags I've seen for both PS4 and I'm assuming the Xbox will be roughly the same, I won't have either of these consoles for a good year or so after they come out. So we're not really going to mention it. There has been some rumours that Microsoft are going to do an announcement in April, which we'll talk about closer at the time. The fact that the DualShock 3 controller doesn't work, that is interesting.
No, the Move controllers work with the PS4, but the DualShock 3s won't.
Interestingly, though, is...
At the moment, anyway.
Is this not one of these funny things? And it kind of bugs me because... And I kind of see what he's saying, but... When you went from NES to SNES, could you use the NES controllers on it? When you went from SNES to N64, could you use the same controllers?
Yeah, I don't agree with it at all.
I think, even when you went PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3, could you use the same controllers? Nope.
Could the PS1 controllers work with the PS2?
Yeah, they could, to be fair.
And the GameCube...
But why would you have wanted...
The GameCube works with the Wii, and the Wii is forward. But it's all varied. And I agree. Why would you want it?
Because it had less functionality on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I can see a point. If you still got those controllers and say you're playing a game where you don't need it's a touchpad, because the new controller's the same layout, it'd be quite handy if you're doing multiplayer to play a basic game, like a platform, whatever. It'd be quite handy to pick up one of those controllers and just use...
Do you know what would be even better? If they just gave you two damn controllers.
With the con, yeah.
Why don't they give you two damn controllers with a sodding console?
I know, I agree.
It's so frustrating.
Yep. So thank you very much, Ross, for your comments. And finally, Stephen Robertson has contacted us. I feel a bit underwhelmed. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I never thought, wow, I really need this. In the past, new generations blew me away with the graphics. Going for the Sega Master System to the Mega Drive was a life-changing moment, as was the PS1 to GameCube. The PS4 controller looked awful. I don't understand the linking to social media either. If I'm immersing myself in a virtual world for 6 hours, I don't really want to tell Facebook about it. Fair points.
Yeah.
Fair points.
Pretty jaded. Like, that could have been me talking. it's a lot more eloquent than I am, but that could have been me talking.
The weight of the world has killed Steve's soul.
No, it would appear so. So thank you very much, guys. I got just a little bit. If anybody else has got any comments on the PS4, we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet any of us. We'll give you the links.
I don't think anyone's ever tweeted at me. Either that or I haven't actually found out how to check.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll be able to tweet me and Sam or email the network, britishtechnews@gmail.com. But
has anyone ever emailed us?
Yes.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Well done.
Apart from you and...
No, other people have.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would really, really appreciate your comments and we'll read them out and mock you for them. In the next show,
but in a nice way.
In a nice way, yeah. We'll punch you, but then we'll give you the bus fare home.
And unless you want us to abuse you, we do that for money.
Anyway, we are deeply into the show, and we've not covered any of the other sections yet. So
they're pretty boring sections.
They are, yeah. Because really, to be honest, all we've really paid attention to is the PlayStation 4. So anyway, let's quickly move on.
You two looked like you looked at it today.
I've been busy.
Yeah.
Anyway, preview, really, really quickly. Chiz, what are you looking forward to?
Grid 2, which is coming up on the horizon soon. I think it's April it's out, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a driving game, you're done.
Yep.
Sorry, crack on.
Yeah, no, we've technically got 9 minutes left of the show because we blethered on that much about the PlayStation 4.
To be fair, I've talked about it before. Move on.
Yeah, no, Grid 2. I like the original Grid. I'm not a huge fan of racing games, but now and again, one of them kind of grabs me, and Grid was one of them.
It was
Grid
did
me.
A good job making you feel like a driver
really
traveling the world, and the part this expands on that. So
I don't know where my copy of Grid is, actually. Because we were going to play that once as like a multiplayer, and I can't remember where it... Pete's got it. Never mind, carry on.
That was
completely... I'm really sorry.
Well done.
For all these, you know, Pete, that you...
No,
really
shut up. You were the one telling us we've only got 9 minutes to show.
Yeah, I know. Carry on.
I saw a game. It's called Two Souls. It's about a young
David
lass...
David Cage's
who,
game.
Who, it covers like...
Is this
50,
the game that you were talking about?
it covers like 50... It actually looks quite interesting. Plus, it's voiced by the girl who did Juno. And I really like her as an actress.
Yeah, she's there.
Totally forgotten her name.
Forgot her name as well. But she does Last of Us.
Ellen Page.
She's in Last of Us. And is she not in something else that came out around the similar time?
She's
Last
not in
of
Last
Us?
Of Us.
I seriously
think...
The
girl looks like her, but it's not her.
Oh, is it not her? No. I thought it was her.
I seriously think that's... Looks quite...
If it's anything like Heavy Rain, it'll be not a computer game. It'll be a really crap film that randomly pauses itself.
Well, we'll see.
It's just a quick time... game, as I said, and the guy...
It's a QuickTime movie.
Yeah, it's not even that. Like, it's just the QuickTime's so bad. It is what Heavy Rain was.
I do
like QuickTime. It was like watching a DVD. You kept having to unpause all the time.
Yeah.
It was just garbage. And I don't know, as I said, the guy thinks he's an in-depth emotional movie director, but he can't write script to save his life.
Well, and further than that, the thing I actually really want to talk about is if you're interested, go to the Total War website and then go into the wiki, or do it the other way around. But yeah, Total War wiki, factions are being released, well, revealed for Rome 2, and they've got some really interesting stuff up there.
Cool. I am quite interested in the looks of LEGO City Undercover that should come out next month, the end of March. And it
or did you find the launch date?
Yeah, it's end of March. 28th of March, I want to say.
What date was that?
28th of March. Yeah, 28th of March. Yeah, it's 28th of March.
McVitie's, Digestives, Caramels is what we're eating today.
Yeah, that's very true. Sorry, we forgot to mention that. They're very nice as well.
I don't think we should mention the company unless they pay us or give McVitie's. Me biscuits.
McVitie's, please send us biscuits.
No, don't mention the name.
Sorry.
Bleep out the name.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Caramel Biscuits. Yeah.
Yeah, so Lego City Undercover. I'm a bit kind of on two, because I really quite like some of the Lego games. So like Lego Harry Potter was quite cool. Lego Star Wars, and all those are kind of cool. The MMORPG that they released was a little underwhelming. This looks interesting. This looks like Grand Theft Auto, but with Lego. So you can either be
and
the police.
And you play a cop, you're a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like the humour in Lego games.
Yeah, I quite like the fighting in them as well. There was almost like, it looked very, very basic, but it looked like kind of Arkham Asylum type.
It wouldn't surprise me if they've just combat? Basically ripped that mechanic out of it, which isn't a bad thing, because it's a good combat mechanic.
Yeah,
it's taking it and doing it in another way. It's fun.
So it looks really, really interesting. It looks quite grown up, if that makes sense. You know, because the humour looked quite a little bit...
Yeah, but you can kind of...
I suppose, because it kind of goes over kids' heads.
Yeah, it's a kind of Pixar-y type thing.
Yeah. So that looks really cool. Comes out the 28th of March. I am not going to say what I've been playing this week, because I may spoil the next section. So, guys, what have you been playing this week?
What
have you been playing this week?
Actually, mainly Borderlands 2 and Skyrim again. But I also played the City of Gangster Amerta. I don't know how to spell it. It's really cool.
What sort of genre is it?
It's kind of like a city management type thing, but you run a gang of gangsters, obviously, and you're moving into
Sim City Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. It's kind of you don't really get right in there. It's zoomed out, so you're going from kind of city block view, and you set up your own little businesses. So, like, I set up a brewery, and I set up a still. So I was in the booze trade.
Is this in the Prohibition era?
Yeah. Right. And then you go out and like crush your opposition and raid other people's warehouses and smuggle booze and all this kind of stuff. And you build your gang up. It's probably going to gets more complex. But the when you're fighting, it zooms in and it's kind of turn sequenced. So you move a guy and then you move do all of his actions. And then end the turn, and then you move your next guy, and then once you're done, the opposition run around. I really enjoyed it. It was good fun.
Were you tempted to get the full game?
I actually am. I haven't checked the price on it yet, but if it's reasonable, I'll have it.
I think that's cool. On the PC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Very cool. Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
I purchased Metal Gear Rising, so I've been playing that. Near the end of the game and everything, but I've not completed it yet. But yeah.
Are you going to say, I don't really like hack and slash games?
The third time in a row. I don't really like hack and slash games, but this one is pretty good. It's just...
hack and slash is actually... Oh. It is actually your favorite.
Shouty man.
I didn't think that was that loud. It is actually your favorite genre. If you go through your collection of games, I bet you've got more hack and slash than anything else.
No, I don't buy them. I usually rent them. But I realised that Metal Gear Rising is the first hack and slash game I've bought since original Devil May Cry.
Mm.
But it's good. It's, I think for once it's got a gameplay that matches the insanity of the storylines in a Metal Gear Rising, well, in a Metal Gear game, because they're always a bit bonkers, and because the gameplay is bonkers, it matches it. And when absurd things happen, it's like it's so kind of Japanese mental that you just kind of laugh along to it and can just enjoy how it all unfolds, because it is just, you know, people having poos in toilets, but then you come along and cut their heads off.
Funny story. First Devil May Cry was the first game I ever completed without cheating.
What? Every game before that, you completed by cheating.
Or didn't complete. Actually, more likely didn't complete.
Yeah. Gave up after an hour. Yeah.
No, I used to play a lot of games. The first Devil May Cry was the first one I actually played right through without using any codes to skip any levels.
Well, well done, Paul.
Thank you.
It's Metal Gear Rising, yeah. I'm enjoying
it. Funny there. Very good.
But yeah, you can... I see... It's learning the game of characters is quite fun, and unlocking stuff, and the combat doesn't really get old. It's quite like, being able just to freeze time when you finish someone off, and then basically choosing how much you cut them up or cutting certain bits off them, because all the cyborgs in it, in their left arms have got like they keep a data there for some reason. So you have to
like from Star Trek.
What?
No.
Just
say no.
They keep information stored in their left arm, all of them apparently. But
not Brent Spiner then.
No, but if you find the
no,
you might want to cut that out. If you find it's the there's so many, it's 30 in the game. I've got these arms you can cut off and you unlock it. It's actually quite fun tracking them down and then just lobbing off their arms, or very annoying if you accidentally miss their arm and cut their head off. And you're not allowed to get the arm afterwards. And it's like. But yeah,
is this good. The game that had quite surprisingly not the most realistic physics?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that there.
Cool.
What are you doing, Paul?
I'm not talking about it until the next section.
No one's interested anyway.
This podcast and all others on the British Tech Network are sponsored by UK2. They are fantastic. We love them. You should buy all services you possibly can from them. They provide everything, DNS, VPNs, everything. But one of the best things, and personally I love this because I buy a lot of them, is domains. 20% off domains. What was the domain that you suggested at the top of the show?
I've no idea.
Anyway, so you could buy any old domain. I've completely forgotten what it was.
Yeah.
You could buy any old domain, anything you want. Go over there, search for it, buy it. 20% off, you will struggle. I don't know of anywhere else that provides 20% discount on domains. It's absolutely fantastic. If that's all you use them for, then I would obviously prefer that you use a lot more, but use them for that, for your domain registration. Thank you very much to UK2. They've been supporting us for a couple of years now. They're going to support us for a little bit longer. We really, really love them, and we'd like you to support them as well. So, I just got a text message. I'm going to read it while you guys talk about the next part of the show.
I've just spoiled a file.
That's professional. I've
just spoiled a file box in important documents. I'm quite tempted. I'll flick through that.
It's my passport and driver's license. Aww. And it's
this show is terrible. It's awful.
There's the deeds to my...
Just get on with it. Just go now. Come on. Crack on, why weren't you talking about your rubbish
because
game?
Because last week you gave me Tennis in the Face as my bargain basement game.
Yeah.
And I've completed it. It is superb. I've played it for hours.
First game is completed in at least 2.5 years.
Yeah. It probably is.
I was kind of judging it on the last GTA.
And I've paid the price.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
I've paid the price by choosing the game just because the title amused me.
Yeah, I, really genuinely, if you are an iOS user, iPad or iPhone, iPod Touch, absolutely superb little game. I think we kind of discussed the plot in it the last time. You play Pete Pagacy, which is a tennis star, and he was addicted to this energy drink, and then he goes on a rampage when he comes out of rehab to destroy this energy drink. You go through levels, and you basically use physics by bouncing tennis balls off of walls and off of other objects and things like that, to kill all these different, or at the very least knock all these different guys out, including guards and scientists that work in the energy drink factory. Really, really good. So I completed it sometime during this week. And the other game that I've been playing a lot off the back of that is a game called Rock Runners, because that was recommended because I played that. And it's actually really good. It's do you remember the old game Cannibalt? Which basically, it was like an old game where you just hit the space bar and you just made the guy jump. And the game got, landscape flew back faster and faster and faster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's essentially that, but it's got a little bit more to it. So you're jumping over things. So basically, you're jumping over and then sometimes like ropes kind of catch on to you. And you can like swing on the ropes and you just hold down the jump button to swing on the ropes. So it's like one control, again, tap on the iOS. Tennis in the Face, absolutely superb for my bargain basement game, and off the back of it, Rock Runners. I would highly recommend both of those. I think they're probably about 69p a pound or something like that in the iTunes store. But I love them. That's what I've basically been playing this last couple of weeks.
Must try harder.
Disappointing.
Yeah. I suspect you might like your bargain basement game for this week as well.
Cheers. What did you have?
I had Condemned, which I think was a launch title for the 360 when it first came out, I think. And it's quite a good little game. It's quite a good game. Basically, you play a cop who's on the case to track down a serial killer. Mm-hmm. And it does have a cool aspect where you can basically enter a crime scene and then try and get all the clues, like you scan stuff and search for fingerprints and whatnot. I'd say they've not taken that far enough. it's those bits are enjoyable, but they could have done better and could add more of them. Mm-hmm. And it does aspects of that, but they didn't quite follow through enough, which I'd hoped they would have done with Condemned 2, but they didn't really take it much further in that either.
Right.
And basically, you basically fight your way through the game against random tramps and stuff as you're going about, and and the serial killer will pop out and spiel stuff at you, which is quite well written. But I think it's quite good. It's not like it's a first person shooter, but there's not a lot of shooting in it. Basically, you've got your gun at start, and you've got so many bullets. But like in real life, you don't find like bullets just lying around everywhere. Mm. So once you're out of bullets, that's you out with your gun, and it relies on hand to hand combat and picking up stuff like sticks and bars and whatnot, and defending yourself and using them against people.
Right.
So it's more of a first person punchy in the face game.
So it's more realistic because sometimes.
But the game's got a really good good atmosphere. I recommend it. You probably pick up for cheapest chips in there as well, which you did.
Was that the £3? I think that one was £2.50 or something like
but
that.
But it falls short for being a great game, but it had a lot of potential and they didn't quite live up to it for the second one, for what I remember. Because I remember I rented the second one and being quite, it was more of the same and didn't really build on what they had.
Okay. Oh, well.
And then
they
went down the route of playing the same cop, but he was down on his luck and a drunk and whatnot. And the game got a little bit, it lost its spark.
So, two scores for the under £3 challenge this week. Sam, how was your game? You
didn't
had.
Work.
What game did you have, though?
I don't know. What did you say on there?
It says, what did Sam have last week?
I haven't played it yet. It was some strategy thing with FPS elements to it. I actually really wanted to play it.
Didn't work.
Installed it the other day, it didn't work. Went back to it today. I have to say I didn't put that much effort into it today because I was pretty rough. I couldn't get it to work.
Right. Okay, never mind. Moving on. So this week you have a game. There's no reviews in this.
You haven't even said who it's for yet.
Sam.
Okay.
Phantasy Star Universal. So it's an Xbox game.
Is this additional punishment for not playing that one?
Well, I don't know. I just picked the first one out of the bag.
It looks
like a kind of Guyver type thing.
Oh, Chiz, you almost definitely played this before. So I'm going to put it back.
Oh my god! Can Chiz have this one and I'll have that one?
Okay.
Because this looks
right.
Oh.
Give that to Chiz.
Okay, thanks very much.
Give that to Chiz. You have Mirror's Edge.
Oh,
yeah, I've played that.
Good. Yeah. This makes me feel nauseous watching it.
That's weird, the way the game that doesn't make Chris vomit.
Yeah, it's really odd. But I remember Chiz playing this actually, and watching him play it, and feeling sick while he was playing it. So
Mirror's Edge and Phantasy Star Universal.
Oh, dear God, I think the three words you don't want in a game title.
Just looks
really. You guys got one for me?
You have Enviro Beer. Basically, it's an app. I'll send you the link at some point. But basically, you play a bear who's needing to eat lots of food before hibernation. So naturally, he gets in his car and drives around.
Is that it? Is that the icon for it?
No.
That says Enviro Bear 2010.
Yeah, that
could well be it. Basically, you're a bear.
That is horrendous. Oh my god, look at the graphics.
It's pretty sexy.
If you notice, there is a bear, and you can only actually control your one hand. That one hand does your driving, your accelerator, and your brake, and you can only do one at a time.
Hang on. Can I just point out?
And you have to grab and eat the fish as they fall in your car after driving through lakes, and attack animals who come in, like raccoons will enter your car, and you have to bat them off and throw them away with that hand. But you can only control that one hand.
Look. In this picture here, there's another car in the picture, also being driven by a bear.
Yeah. There's rival bears as well.
It's not just like a special bear. They're all like that.
The game is called
Enviro. I thought it was awesome.
Enviro Bear 2010. The description for this game, if you ignore the screenshots, is, who's that driving that car? Oh my god, a bear is driving. How can that be? How to play? Grab stuff with your finger. That's it. There's no other explanation.
It's so weird to play because it's literally, you've got a steering wheel, but you can't, to accelerate, you have to take that hand off, hit the accelerator. And then just, you have to take your hand back off and turn, and you're hitting the brake, and you're hitting the balls at the same time, grabbing fish that have fallen in your car from driving nice. Through the lake.
Why does this bear only have one limb?
I don't know.
And what's happened?
Why is his head so low down in the car?
It's a very small bear.
I think
with
the child
a very
has
long arm.
This game.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, and why Enviro? is he an environmental bear?
It was either going to be that or that JFK shooting one, but you've already played that.
I've already played that one. Although, I'm not going to say it
was... That was quite good,
say,
yeah,
was can you say enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Is it long ago?
It's totally wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was actually developed by a bunch of Scottish guys as well, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, I
anyway,
it.
So EnviroBear. So, very good, very good. That's basically the show. Good night.
Ciao.
Oh, no, we should really mention our Twitter handles and stuff.
No, that's probably not.
If you want to, we really do want feedback this episode. So, if you want to send any feedback or anything like that on the PS4, please tweet me at Paul Wheatley on Twitter. Send a tweet to Mr. Whiteley.
Yeah, hang on. If anyone does these video things, you can tweet it, and I promise by the next show, I'll have worked out how to look at stuff that you send me.
Okay.
Because I
so what's your
that.
Twitter handle?
Dr. Nasty Flaps.
Yeah. And you could tweet the network.
Is there
at,
a number on it, or is it just Dr. Nasty Flaps?
At Dr. Nasty Flaps.
Yeah. At British Tech on Twitter. And you can also email the network, BritishTechNews@gmail.com.
So to sum up in the PS4, say, take money out of the equation, it has nothing to do with it. Would you, of what you've seen in the PS4, would you get one?
Of course.
At this moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you take money out of the equation,
well, no,
I'll say yes to pretty much any question you ask me. Except for the creepy ones you were asking last night.
Well, yeah, if you take money out of the equation, but you're not going to, like, take, I don't know. If you could take money out of the equation, I don't want to use
except for the creepy questions you were asking last night.
I think the show's done.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you in 2 weeks. That's us. Good night.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I don't know.
Why do you do it?
It amuses me. Okay. And it makes Paul laugh every single time.